Masechet Klein, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. We've already learned a number of Mishnayos which discuss the maximum distance between different rows of vines for them to combine as a vineyard. Interestingly, our Mishnah is going to show that there's also possibly a minimum distance, that if vines are planted so close together that it becomes an irregular structure once more, then it might not be considered a vineyard. Kerem Shu Natua al Pochus Pochus Ba'arba Amos. A vineyard which is planted less than 4 amos at a time, meaning there's less than 4 amos distance between each row of vines. Rabbi Shimon says, Eino Kerem, it's not considered a vineyard, because there's not enough room around the vines to work them properly. You can't plow around them properly, there might not be even enough space for them to grow properly, there might be a shortage of nutrients, and therefore this is not considered a vineyard. V'achachom Omer, but the Chachom say that Kerem, it is considered a vineyard, V'ronos and Tzoyos K'ilu Einon. We view the middle ones as if they're not there. The truth is, it's not referring to the middle ones, it's referring to every other row. We basically view every other row as if it's not there, and if you do that, then there is now at least 4 amos between each row. If you imagine, let's say, you plant rows of vines and each row is 3 amos away from each other. If you view every other row as not there, so now how much is there between each row? There's 6 amos and that's enough. And the reason that you can imagine this, according to the Chachomim, is because when the person originally planted so many vines close together, why would he do that? So we assume that his intention is that he knows that some of the vines are not going to grow properly, because there's not enough space. So the ones which do grow properly, he's going to leave there to be vines. And the ones which only grow a little bit, he'll cut and use as firewood. So he plans originally anyway to uproot half of them. So we can view it as sort of as if it's been done already, that every other row is no longer there. Mishnah Gimel, next case. We know that a ditch which goes through a field, as long as it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, is considered a separation and you're allowed to plant 2 different species on either side of the ditch. The question of the first part of our Mishnah is, what about the ditch itself? Choritz Shu'ovei Ba'Kerem, a ditch which goes through a vineyard, Omek Ha'asar V'Rochav Arba'a, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Rabbi Yezman Yaakov says, if it spread from one end of the vineyard all the way until the other end, so it totally splits the entire vineyard, such that everything on this side is part of that vineyard, and everything on the other side is considered now a new vineyard. This appears like it's in between 2 different vineyards, but it itself is not part of either side. And therefore, you're allowed to plant inside the ditch itself, because since it's so significant that it splits the vineyard into 2, it's considered significant enough that it's its own field, as it were, and you can plant in there another species. But if not, meaning either if it's too small, or if it doesn't go across the entire field, then it's considered like a wine press, which we're about to see in the Mishnah. According to the Chachomim, a wine press which is at the edge of a field is considered like part of the field, and therefore you can't plant a different species there. So over here we're going with that opinion. So when we compare it to a wine press, that's another way of saying it's forbidden, because this ditch is not going to be considered that significant, and therefore it's just considered secondary to the rest of the field. So to plant in there is like planting right in a vineyard, which would be kelayim and therefore forbidden. But now we're going to see that actually the case of a gas, the case of a wine press, is a machalikas. V'hagas shebakerem, a wine press which is in a vineyard, it would usually be at the edge of the vineyard. Amuka asora rochov arba'a, if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Rabbi Eliezer says, zorim b'socha, you can actually plant in there. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is considered significant enough, and therefore sort of its own domain. But v'hachachom oisim l'chachom forbid it, because it's not considered as significant as the ditch. It's not really affecting the field as much, and therefore it's secondary to the field, so you cannot plant in there. Alright, now on to the next case. Shemea Sheba Kerem, a mound in a vineyard, and this mound was used by the watchman. He would stand on the mound and he would be able to see quite a far distance. So if it's Gevaya Asor or Chova Arba'a, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then everybody agrees that Zerim B'Secha, you can plant on that mound, because it is considered significant. And even the Chachom agree that you can here, because with the ditch, if you think about it, the top part of the ditch is at the same level as the rest of the ground. So the ditch is like sort of part of the ground. But the case of the mound is above the ground and no part of the mound is level with the ground. And therefore it's considered separate, its own domain sort of, and therefore you can plant in there another species even when it's in a vineyard. However, the Mishnah adds on, if there were intertangling branches, meaning that the vines grew upwards and then started getting tangled with whatever was planted on the mound, then it would be forbidden to keep that on the mound, because then it very much does look like kelayim, and also because the vines would now be totally surrounding whatever is planted on the mound. Remember, we said the mound was at the edge of the field, which means that the mound itself is not surrounded on all sides by vines. But if the vines start growing upwards, then it does become a problem and you would not be able to keep the species growing on the mound. Mishnah Dalet, Gefen Shinatua Bagasu Baneka. An individual vine which is planted in a wine press or a small hole. According to the Tanakama, this is no different to it being planted in the ground in a vineyard, and therefore Nusin Lavidosa. You should give it its Aveda, you should give it the distance of 6 Tefachim. And then Vizarea Samesa, you could plant the rest of the hole with another species, because it would be distanced by 6 Tefachim, and that is just like the regular halacha with regards to an individual vine. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says, in Ein Shom Arba Ames, if there is not 4 Amos in the hole itself, so the hole is smaller than 4 Amos wide, then Leyo Vizarea Lashom, you're not allowed to plant anything there. The reason being that since it's in such a small place, it's confined in this very small area of the hole or the wine vat, so that whole area is considered part of the domain of that individual vine. So nothing else can be planted, another species cannot be planted in that same hole. And the Mishnah ends off with another scenario, v'habayis shebakerem, a house which is in a vineyard. So this is totally enclosed, so it's considered totally separate from the vineyard, and therefore zoren b'soichei, you are allowed to plant inside the house another species, because it's separated by the walls and also the roof. Whereas in the previous case, for example, with the wine vat, there's not a roof, so it's not as separate from the rest of the vineyard. Mishnah Hey, as we know, one is forbidden to benefit from that which grows out of kilayim of a vineyard. And we saw earlier on in the Masechta that if somebody plants produce next to a vineyard without leaving the right distance, so the first two rows, become forbidden to benefit from. According to Beis Shammai, it was the first row, but at least according to Beis Hillel, and that's the one we follow, it's the first two rows. The focus of our Mishnah is somebody who plants another species in the middle of a field, in the middle of a vineyard. And just like we see with regards to Karachas HaKerem, that anything within 16 Amos is considered secondary and part of the vineyard, at least according to most opinions. So any vine which is within 16 Amos of the new species which was planted in the vineyard becomes forbidden, Osra B'Hana'ah, becomes forbidden for you to benefit from it. Now the most regular way to plant a vineyard is to leave a distance of 4 Amos between each row. Between each vine, you have a vine, leave 4 Amos, plant another vine. Now if that is the case, then if you measure 16 Amos in every direction, so you end up with a circle with a radius of 16 Amos, and within that circle are 45 vines. You can see the diagram for this Mishnah, and that does not include the vines which are on the circle itself, which are exactly 16 Amos away, but anything within 16 Amos becomes forbidden, and that makes up 45 vines in a case where the distance between each vine is 4 Amos. Now if the distance was 5 Amos between each vine, and then you draw a circle around it, so that the distance between the center of the circle and the edge is 16 Amos all round. So because the vines are more spread out, only 37 vines will be within the circle. So you would think that only 37 of the vines should become Osra B'Hana'ah. However, we're going to see in our Mishnah that that is not the case, and that even in a case where the vines are distanced by 5 Amos at a time, even then 45 vines become forbidden. So that would actually be a distance of a bit more than 16 Amos. And the reason for this is because since vines are generally spaced out with 4 Amos in between them, so if somebody sees that there's 5 Amos in between them, they won't necessarily be able to realize the difference. So they'll look at a field, they'll look at a vineyard where the vines are distanced by 5 Amos, but they'll think that they're actually only distanced by 4 Amos at a time, because that's the normal thing to do. So if we were to say that only 37 of them would become forbidden, then people might come to think that even in a case where they're distanced by 4 Amos, that only 37 of them should become forbidden. But of course in that case, 45 of them should become forbidden. So now let's see this inside and it will become clearer. Hanateyor bakerem omekayim. One who plants a vegetable in a vineyard, he plants some sort of green plant in a vineyard, omekayim, or even if he allows it to stay there. If let's say he sees that a green plant is planted there, he doesn't know how it got there, but he doesn't uproot it, he allows it to stay there, then harizeh mekadesh arboim v'chomish gefonim. It is mekadesh 45 vines, and as we have seen already, the word mekadesh, kedusha, that's the word the Torah uses to refer to kilayim which become forbidden to benefit from. And the reason why it's 45 vines is because there are 45 vines which are within 16 amos of this green plant. Now, emosai, when is this the case? Bizman shehayinu tu'as al arba arba. In a situation where they were planted with a distance of 4 amos in between them. But not only that, but even al chomish chomish, even if there was a distance of 5 amos between each vine, since that will be confused with a case where there are only 4 amos in between each vine, we say that 45 vines become forbidden, and not just 37 of them. So it would actually be a distance of slightly more than 16 amos. However, says the Mishnah, hoinu tuos al sheish sheish, if they are planted with a distance of 6 amos in between each vine, al sheva sheva, or 7 amos in between each vine, so no one's going to confuse 6 amos with 4 amos, There's a big difference. And therefore, Harizah Mekadishesh is Amal Chol Ruach. We go back to the regular halacha, and it makes 16 amas. Any vines within 16 amas, it makes those forbidden to benefit from. And the Mishnah says, "Agulos v'lo merubois," the shape of all of the vines together, which become forbidden, that's all part of a circle. It's not a square. Because if you measure 16 amas from one point in all directions, so you end up with a circle around it and not a square. Because if it was a square, then the corners are further away than the sides. And that is quite clearly shown in the diagram for this Mishnah. You should note, by the way, that the Mishnah does not mention what happens if they were planted with a distance of 8 amas in between each vine. And the reason for this is because we've already seen that if there's a distance of 8 amas between each row, then it's no longer considered a vineyard. We view each row as individual vines. And even according to the opinion that you need 16 amas for that, that's only with regards to the prohibition that you cannot plant kelayim within 16 amas. You can't plant another species within 16 amas. But once it's done, when you're deciding how much of it becomes forbidden b'hana'ah, forbidden for you to benefit from, so then they're lenient, and they agree that if there were 8 amas in between each vine, then they don't become forbidden because they are too far away from the kelayim.